66. WFAN New York.
Welcome back to The Fan. Lori Rubenson here with you. And, well, we really only have one good winter sports team here in our area. That is the New Jersey Devils. And to talk about the Devil season, talk a little bit about the area hockey, we bring in Deb Placey from MSG Networks. Does a great job covering the Devils. Hey, Deb, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very proud to represent them. I'm good.
Yeah, well, you know, it was slim pickings, I have to say, in the winter scene here. Hockey and basketball, the Devils were the only ones representing, so good for them. You know, we all know the Devils are waiting to see who the matchup is for the first round, so we'll start right there. Is, from your perspective, Tampa Bay or Boston, which matchup would you like better if you're the Devils?
You know how the players always say it doesn't matter who,
right.
You know, you end up playing. I am clearly rooting for Tampa. I would much prefer Tampa, not only because it's 84 and sunny if we get there on Wednesday, but the Devils beat the Lightning three times this
right.
year. They swept the season series. They've just had a really hard time with Boston. There would be some intrigue because of the Brad Marchand dirty elbow on Marcus Johansson. Johansson has not played since. He suffered a serious concussion and has missed 40 games. And Brad Marchand is always, you know, a good story.
Mm-hmm.
They call him the little ball of hate. And there would be a lot of hatred toward him. And it could be, you know, part of what could turn into an emotional series and a physical series. But the Devils didn't beat them this year. They got 1 point and a shootout loss at home. The young defenseman for Boston, Charlie McAvoy, is the one who ended up winning it in the shootout. The Devils played well in all three games, but it's just not a great matchup for them. Andrei Vasilevskiy, the Lightning goaltender, has really struggled down the stretch. They have a ton of scoring with the Lightning, you know, the big stars they have in Steven Stamkos and even some other players, Braden Point and Yanni Gourde, who get 25 or 30 goals, and they're not exactly household names, but they've really had trouble keeping the puck out of their net, and the Devils have been able to score on them. So I'm clearly rooting for the Lightning. I have no problem saying that. Boston is trailing 2-1, in case you were wondering. So that's good for us.
I was actually, I was watching a replay of that Marchand hit this weekend, and it really does look like a cheap shot, but and you're right. It would make it for an interesting series, but clearly Tampa Bay with the Devils winning, you know, all three games would shape up, you would think, to be the better matchup. So, Coach Hines, what do you think? You know, listening to him all season, what do you think his message to the team is going to be heading into the playoffs?
Well, it's probably the same message that he has repeated ad infinitum just about every day, which doesn't make for great copy or, you know, great sound bites on TV. You know, he has really talked about, you know, them competing. And it's really just them playing as hard as they can in terms of compete level and playing the right way, not turning the puck over, because they don't have some of the offensive stars that some of these other teams have, especially on defense. So it's really about managing the puck and letting Taylor Hall and Nico Hischier, Kyle Palmieri, those guys do their thing. And so I think his message will be the same. He actually really seemed to galvanize the team, and they rallied around his New Jersey Devils versus everybody. I'm sure you've seen the t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that stuff usually comes from players. It came from him, you know, the idea to do the t-shirts and the idea to sort of adopt that mantra. And so it's really brought the guys together. I can't tell you, Lori, of the 17 years that I've done hockey straight for MSG, this is the best group of guys I've ever covered in terms of a locker room.
Wow.
They have a blast. They're a wonderful group. They're super respectful, yet they have a good time. And they really, they called it a brotherhood at the beginning of the season. They wanted a brotherhood, not a neighborhood. And as John Hines said to us, we had him on live on the post game after they clinched. And he said, you know, in a neighborhood, you might know some of the people on your street, but it's different than when they're your brothers and they're your family and you want to play for them and play with them. And they really are such a good group. They have been a blast to cover, and they have, you know, won some exciting games, and it's just been a really, really good year. They have a little mojo. They have a little something going. They have a spark, and so it could be a really fun run in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's also something, too, and I'm not getting ahead and saying and forecasting a Stanley Cup or anything, but there's something to a found season, an unexpected season when a team comes out of nowhere and they're on that upswing. And we've seen this before with other teams in our area that make for a magical year versus that team that is the front runner with all the expectations. So with this Devils team, it feels like they have some of that, you know, as you're saying, some of that mojo or magic to them. So you mentioned a few players, Nico Hischier, Taylor Hall, you know, there's countless others. But as you think back on this season, which player's year, who has been the biggest surprise for you? Keith Kincaid's another one. You know, who, when you look back on the year and think, like, I didn't see this player having this good a year, who is it?
Well, let me say, first of all, your point about the found season is a great one, and I am going to steal that and use it on the air when we talk about the first game. I think that's such a great point. In a lot of ways, this has been a found season in terms of they were rebuilding, and Ray Shiro, to me, just really knows what he's doing.
Yep.
And I certainly could not have predicted that it would turn around the rebuild this quickly. They're almost 30 points more than they had last year. And to have to get to 97 or 98 points to make the playoffs, the fact that they were able to win this many games and put themselves in position to win this many games, the personnel that he's collected has been fantastic. So I think that that's a brilliant point by you. I love that thought. And again, it's a victory for them just to get into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think if they had missed, it had been catastrophic after the expectations rose. So Getting in is a big deal for this young group. And then if they can make a run, for sure the biggest surprise is Keith Kincaid.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have told me even a month ago that Keith Kincaid would win 16 of his, 16-3-1 in his last 20 games, and he'd be playing every night, not even taking a night off, three straight weekends, he played both ends of the back-to-back. They did not put anybody else in there. He was that good. He won them so many games. He made spectacular saves. And I would have never guessed that was going to be the scenario down the stretch for them to get into the playoffs and to be where they are. So he's clearly the biggest surprise. Taylor Hall's been their best player. He's mm-hmm. something to watch. He's worth the price of admission. He had 41 more points than anyone else on the team.
Yeah, no, so, look, if he doesn't win, you know, the Hart Trophy, I think it's to call it a crime, maybe that's an overstatement, but to me, he should be the favorite. Phenomenal season. Talking to Deb Placey from MSG about the Devils and their season and play and postseason playoff matchups. As we look to the playoffs, is there an intangible player that you look at? You know, we were talking about a team of intangibles, but I my first thought goes to a guy like, I'll ask you before I guess one, but who would be your intangible player is that guy that maybe will share wisdom with his teammates?
Well, Brian Boyle, for
sure. Okay, that was going to be mine. I was guessing, but I thought, you know what, let me don't set it up too much. But right, Brian Boyle. So what kind of wisdom do you think he'll share with the team?
Well, first of all, he gets diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. On the Friday, he reports for training camp to have his physical. And he is, as his mom told me on the air when they had the mom's weekend, you know, she mm-hmm. has 13 kids, right? You knew that. And so... and she calls him a big teddy bear. And I said, give me something about Brian that, you know, is different than the other kids. And she said, well, he's bigger than all my other kids. And he's the only one playing professional hockey. He's a big teddy bear, but he is so thoughtful, well-spoken, inspiring, and just says all the right things. And he has been so motivating. And he told me on the, when he was on, our live post game, that he turned right away to Nico Hischier and said, this is the most fun. Oh, the Panthers just scored again. Tampa's right. Looking a little better, Laurie. Looking a little better.
84 and sunny. 84 and sunny. Yeah. You know, it's funny with Brian Boyle is when you said it is, you know, for all the intangibles and the motivation, I've always felt like the Rangers were not exactly the same team when he left. And obviously, there's a presence that he brings and the kind of style that he plays with. But also, an important thing is come playoff time, he's also a guy who can duck in there when you need it and win you a faceoff.
For sure. Now, he hasn't been as good on the faceoffs, he'd be the first to tell you, as he wanted to be this year. There was a sort of a lull in the midpoint of the season where, I mean, he's taking treatment drugs. Just because you don't go through chemotherapy that's so visible doesn't mean that you're not, you know, taking something, mm-hmm. you know, to cure this that he's doing. And there was a thought that maybe he was a little tired. But come playoff time, you can just tell the way he played the last 2 weeks, he raised his game to another level down the stretch. And you'd think physically, he said he's good to go, that he can win some of those big faceoffs, especially in the defensive zone when they get to the playoffs. But he played in back-to-back Stanley Cup finals. You know, mm-hmm. when he left the Rangers and he went to Tampa, you know, they were in the Stanley Cup finals. So you're right. He's a presence that is missed, not just because he's 6'5". When he's not there, but he just says all the right things. The players all look up to him. He sort of instills some confidence in you as a player mm-hmm. because he's right there with you, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I would say the other intangible, just in terms of on the ice, is I love Patrick Maroon as a mm-hmm. player. I think he was the best pickup for the Devils at the trading deadline. I think he's got 13 points in the 17 games he's played. He's got great hands. He's not fast. You know, he would be the first to tell you. He has to catch up with other guys as they're flying down the ice, but great hands. Plays never die with him. They keep going in front of the net, behind the net. He just makes the prettiest passes, whether they're 10-foot passes or long outlet passes. He's just perfect passer. Great, great hands. Soft hands. The puck just sort of absorbs on a stick. If you watch mm-hmm. during the playoffs, you'll see. It'll be fun to watch. And he's just been put on this line with Pavel Zacha and Miles Wood, who is so fast, and they're, you know, they've been able to score 3 or 4 goals in the last couple games. So the lineup seems to be taking shape. Mm-hmm. Nico does some amazing things on the ice. I know you and I have talked about that. He mm-hmm. is a number one overall pick for a reason. You'll see some of the veteran guys, you know, who are bigger and stronger than him, looking over their shoulder like, and how did he just leave with the puck that he just takes the puck away from and wins the puck battle? He's got the quickest hands, and he's so smart in his positioning that a bigger guy will come in and think that he's going to take the puck, and Nico's going the other way. So it should be fun to watch. If you haven't watched a lot of Devils games, we have the whole first round on MSG Network. Lots of pregame, lots of postgame. You know, we do that, you know, hopefully, you know, fans really like, where you're in the press conference and at the podium and hear all the questions and answers with us. And I know people seem to like that. So we'll have all of that the first round and if they continue on.
All right, Deb Placey, great stuff. Wish we had more time, but we're up against it at 9:00. But really excited to follow the team and follow you all throughout the playoffs. Thanks so much for being on.
2 minutes is plenty. I mean, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. It's so fun to talk hockey with you. You're doing a great job, and we'll chat again soon.
All right, take care.